Classes started this week at Parkland College in Champaign. The community college has seen a slow, steady decline in enrollment over the past decade. I spoke with Parkland President Tom Ramage about how the college is trying to reverse or at least stabilize that trend and about this fall's enrollment numbers.
We're still following our basically seven-year trend of being slightly down from the year before. So it's just under about 3% in headcount versus the same time last year. It's an interesting phenomenon, and it doesn't seem to be going away.
Yeah, I know you've tried to do some different things to kind of help stave off that trend, kind of focusing on some particular programs to maybe try and stave off that trend. Just talk about some of the things that Parkland's trying to do to I guess reverse that.
Sure. Well, it's always a balance. Which programs do you advertise? Where's the community need? Where are the jobs? What is the university looking to fill in terms of open seats at the junior level? So we've generally been marketing the broad institutional offerings. We've changed that up a bit to focus on some of the career programs that are pretty hot and that we actually have space in. No point in advertising for your nursing program when there's not a seat to be had.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have a new offering in the ag area and precision ag. Our aviation program's going fabulously well. So we're doing a little bit more targeted marketing these days. We have community partners that have serious need for some for employees in programs that we have space. Machining is a great example. Great career, pretty lucrative, and just a dearth of people in the Champaign-Urbana area that are trained and ready to take those jobs.
I know one of the things that you did to at least try and help keep costs down for students. For the first time, tuition has been flat in 26 years, I think.
Exactly.
At Parkland.
Right.
And I guess when tuition's flat, you've got fewer students. That means a little less revenue coming in. Is that going to have any kind of an impact?
Oh, certainly it does. We've worked very, very hard over the last, let's say, 3 years to both survive the budget impasse that affected all of higher education in Illinois and Parkland in particular. Our goal was to reduce our reliance on state dollars as much as possible, and we're in a fortunate position that's not a huge chunk of our revenue in a given year. But that work paid off. So this year that has just ended, we had money left over. We had some money that we put in fund balance, and that caused the thinking to hold tuition flat for this next year. Even by doing that, our budget work the prior years allows us to have a balanced budget still, barely, but mm-hmm. still balanced, even without raising tuition. It's a small thing. I mean, generally we do $4 to $5, maybe $6 per credit hour annually to keep things sort of predictable and even for parents. But skipping a year is certainly at least a gesture of goodwill, if not a tacit understanding that tuition is pretty darn high even at Parkland.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do to keep that manageable for our local citizens and students is a great thing.
Any thoughts on how you might handle that for the coming year?
Well, our trustees are very interested in keeping it flat again. I'm not sure that will be possible. The cost of everything goes up. And like I mentioned, we're barely balanced this year, just a couple $100,000 out of a $56 million budget. So that's barely.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what we can do. I'm hopeful, but not yet optimistic, but hopeful.
Something that was in the news this week for four-year institutions, the governor signed a couple of bills yesterday creating a new merit-based scholarship program in order to try and reduce some of the so-called brain drain with students leaving the state for college. And I'm curious how much you see that at the two-year college level. How much are you seeing potential students that could be coming to Parkland from your district heading elsewhere, heading out of state to go to school?
Well, it's a little different story, obviously, at the community college. Our market, our student base comes from a different place, mm-hmm. Usually locally. The merit-based scholarship program, I was at that signature event the other day, really helps the university with their recruitment. Parkland in particular has had a version of merit-based scholarships for multiple decades. We call it our Board of Trustees Scholars. A student who graduates at the top 10% of their class in any of the 29 or 30 high schools that are in our district, they come to Parkland for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a scholarship. All expenses paid, basically.
Mm-hmm.
In recent years, we've had to back that off to a 50% scholarship because of the budget concerns. That may come back to 100 at some point. But that program and similar programs aimed at students who bring some sort of diversity to the college, the athletic scholarships, all the usual sort of stuff, those have been in place for a long, long time. So we feel like we've had a merit program that was sort of ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. As to, you know, the students leaving the area, I guess, are you seeing that as a growing concern, about the same? How is that affecting Parkland?
Sure. So back up to about 2009, and we had 25,000 students headcount on our campus. Today, it's closer to 15,000 to 13,000, depending on how you slice it. The students that we've lost over that 7 years have been generally students who come from outside of our district. Mm-hmm. Our number of students graduating from local high schools or people who are employed or live in our district is pretty flat, mm-hmm. pretty even. So it's the people from Chicago or St. Louis or some other community college district who come to Parkland for a specific reason, whether it's a special program like aviation that doesn't exist in many other places. There's where we're seeing our declines. Mm. So good and bad news, I suppose. Our community is still being well served. People are still seeing the need and the interest to come to Parkland College, the great transfer to the University of Illinois or any university for that matter. That's still strong. But those people who drove a long way and paid extra tuition because mm-hmm. it's out of district are rethinking their options, I think.
Yeah. And do you have a good idea of where those students are now going?
They're probably staying at their home community college. Mm-hmm. You know, it's roughly twice the tuition to go to a different district where you're not a resident. So you need to have a pretty strong case to do that. We still see a lot of those students. I mean, it was 25% of our total enrollment was mm-hmm. out of district. That's probably down to 10% now.
And I guess as you kind of look ahead, you know, through this academic year, biggest opportunity, biggest challenge maybe that you see Parkland facing here in this academic year?
Maybe two ways to split that question. First is the financial and enrollment side. Obviously, we want to stabilize our enrollment. Growing it, that would be nice, but we really just we want to be even from 1 year to the next. It aids in planning and budgeting and all that good stuff. And everything is driven by planning and budgeting. Mm-hmm. Academically, we're looking at continuing to identify programs that have significant potential for growth. We would like to double many of our health professions programs, double the capacity. Some of that's outside of our control. We're limited by clinical space. There's only so many places a student nurse or a respiratory therapist or a surge tech can go to get that experience, and we can't overload the market. Mm-hmm. So that's somewhat limiting. But opportunities like the Midwest Center for Precision Ag and others like it, where our eyes are very much open looking for those opportunities. And that continues throughout the academic year.